Hello and welcome to the 5 things to know about the anonymous lover from the Atlanta Opera podcast. I am Maria Todaro, stage director, translator, and author of the adaptation of the only opera left by Joseph Bologne, The Anonymous Lover. It is a great joy for me to share what I have learned about this remarkable man and his work. The Anonymous Lover is a romantic comedy composed in 1780 by black composer Joseph Bologne, also known as the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, who was among the 18th century's most extraordinary figures. When his Caucasian father was unjustly accused of murder, Joseph, his father, and Nanon, his Senegalese mother, fled Guadeloupe to France to avoid the younger Bologne being sold into slavery. There, he defeated a famous fencing champion at the age of 17, got his title by the King of France of Chevalier, became Marie Antoinette's musical advisor, influenced Mozart, who lived under the same roof, was a virtuoso violinist, composer, conductor, and the director of two of the most famous orchestra of the time. He became a superstar among the French and English aristocracy, fought two revolutions, led numerous military campaigns. John Adams himself quoted him as the most interesting man in Europe. Yet, his story forgot about him. But fortunately, we are rediscovering now this incredible human being that graced once our earth. I would like to share with you 5 things about our version of The Anonymous Lover. Number 1. What we did with the music? Well, we incorporated a song written by Bologne that did not exist in the opera for Dorothée and made a bit about it. Originally written for Madame de Montesson, his patron, and Stéphanie de Genlis's aunt, the role of Dorothée was a spoken one. And by the way, it is also remarkable that Stéphanie Félicité de Genlis was a woman and famous in the 18th century and that both a black man and a woman wrote this opera then. And still about the music, we are adding Creole percussions and dances as an homage to Bologne's birthplace. Number 2. Well, the characters of Bologne, Marie-Joséphine de Montalembert and Madame de Montesson, are not in the original opera. Indeed, we present a play in this unique version. The characters of Bologne become Valcourt, Marie-Joséphine, the main love of Bologne, plays Léontine, and Madame de Montesson becomes Dorothée. And that is actually historically accurate for this last one. A bit of a fun fact. Léontine, in the original script, does not know who is the anonymous lover until the end. In our version, she discovers this from the start, which brings higher stakes to the whole situation. Number 3. Sets, projection, and costumes allow us to travel in space and time. We go from Paris, 18th century, to Guadeloupe, a birthplace of Bologne, and from his present, the premiere of the opera, to his future. Fun fact, the set is inspired from Madame de Montesson's home in Paris, where the play was premiered. Thanks to projection, sky is the limit, and this show is filled with fun and beautiful visual surprises. Number 4. The added text is 60% composed by Bologne's direct quotes. Listen in particular the last phrase of the added monologue at the top of the show, and the main body of the added letter Marie-Joséphine reads during the poignant excerpts of a violin concerto composed by Bologne after learning about the death of his baby son. Number 5. This one, as a French citizen, is very dear to my heart, as it is still a fun tradition in French theaters and opera houses. We call this the 12 strikes, and we will hear them before the overture. It's to tell everyone backstage and the audience we are starting the show. The last 3 strikes used to represent the king, the queen, and the audience. This has been 5 Things to Know About The Anonymous Lover. I am your host, Maria Todaro. If you enjoy learning more about this opera and production, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It is a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.